4. Saint Initiation. One of them. Senior year at Barrington University. I breathe heavily into the hood that covers my head. It's too thick to see through, but by the heat on my chest, I can tell I'm outside in the sun. I'm shirtless, but dressed in jeans and my boots. There's a wooden post at my back, and my arms are tied behind it, the rope tight and cutting into my wrists. I can feel the post cutting up my back with the slightest of movement. There's rope around my neck, securing me to it along with my ankles. The less movement we're allowed, the better. My heart pounds in my chest and sweat runs down my exposed skin. I've been like this for quite some time. It's the waiting that they want to terrify you, the unknown. I thrive off it. Surprise me, give me something to look forward to. When you're forced to hunt and kill, the chase gets old. Sometimes you have to offer yourself up as bait, and that's when the true fun begins. The smell of smoke fills my runny nose, and I know they've started the fire. The heat will soon follow. The hood is yanked from my head, and I blink rapidly as my assumption was right, and the sun blasts my sensitive eyes. I try to bow my head, but the rough rope wrapped around my neck prevents it. "Lords," I hear a man's voice, and I pry them open to see a lord standing on the other side of a large fire pit, 4 branding irons waiting to be used, to be a reminder of who we are and what we'll do. A quick look out of the corner of my eyes, I know that I'm not alone out here in the courtyard at Carnage. So are my brothers. "Today is the day that you take your oath, and with that oath comes great responsibility." His voice carries out and over to the balconies of Carnage where lords stand. They're not dressed in their usual cloaks and masks. Today is the day they get to be seen. Their chance to show their respect to those of us who are being given the gift of their world. "As a Spade brother, you will be the ones who must punish those who disobey their oath. You will show them that we do not take our life for granted. You are their jury and executioner. Do you understand?" "Yes, sir," the 4 of us say in unison. He nods and takes a step back from the now raging fire pit. My father comes into view, standing in front of me. His arms are crossed behind his back and his chest bows out with pride. "Saint Beckham Carter, you have completed all your trials of initiation. Do you wish to proceed?" "Yes, sir," I say, trying to stretch my neck, but it just tightens the rope. The heat from the growing fire makes me hot, and the sweat that covers my skin burns where the rope has rubbed me raw. He clears his throat and straightens his shoulders. "A lord must be willing to go above and beyond for his title. He must show strength and have what it takes. If you fail your position as a lord, your brother will take what you earned." He gives me his back and picks up the end of one of the brands that's dipped in the fire. I swallow nervously, the rope feeling like it's tightened around my neck. He turns to face me. "Gag him." Someone comes up behind me and my mouth is pried open. Something is shoved into my mouth, filling out my cheeks. It's large and rubber. I clench my jaw, biting down on it, and my body hums with anticipation as my nose runs. Breathing is getting harder. "Saint Beckham Carter," he calls me by my full name. "Welcome to the Lord's, son, for you shall reap the benefits of your sacrifice." Stepping into me, he places the crest into my already hot and sweaty skin, forever reminding me that I was born a lord. And I will die a lord.